Chapter 43. Sunday morning. It took Sarah slightly over an hour to cover the 65 miles from Manhattan to Upper Salem, where Murray Rothstein resided in a 22-room Richard Neutra-designed retro-futuristic monstrosity that was meant to suggest a super chief. Sarah had ignored the private road signs and rolled up the 75-yard red brick drive to the parking circle in front of the white and stainless steel house. A white XK8 and a Lexus sedan were parked in front of the square glass entry. Sarah wheeled her bike up to the glass wall and left it there, beneath the stainless steel portico, while she rang the buzzer. A moment later the speaker grill snapped. "Yes, Mr. Rothstein? It's Sarah Pezzini. I'm a New York City police detective. May I speak to you for a minute?"
"Just a minute."
5 minutes later, Rothstein approached the door grumpily, clad in a white terry cloth robe loosely fastened at the front so that Sarah had a better view than she wanted of his blue Speedos, a slight roll of fat spilling over the rim. He was damp, and his dime store flip-flops left a trail on the Spanish tile floor. The glass door opened, releasing an exhalation of chill air. "Come in." He turned, oblivious, and marched back down the hall. They emerged in a gleaming stainless steel kitchen, stovetop a single smooth surface, glass patio doors looking out on the pool area, which Rothstein seemed to have to himself that morning. He wheeled on her. "Well, who did I kill?" He was a bantam rooster with tufts of white hair behind his ears. Sarah bet they stood out like birds' wings when they were dry. His beak-like nose and crane legs did little to erase the impression of some exotic bird. He crossed his arms. Sarah gave it a hint of blush. "It's not about murder, Mr. Rothstein, it's about a property you own, Wabeska Place in Brooklyn."
"What about Wabeska Place?"
"Christ, I got so many properties I can't keep track of them all. Are you really a detective? You look like a chorus girl, please excuse my impertinence." Sarah held up her badge, directing light from the extensive skylights into Rothstein's eyes until he put a hand up. Okay, you're a cop. What about Wabeska Place?" "I have friends in that building. They were being harassed by a group of Puerto Rican kids. I got to know the gang members, and far from being hardened criminals, they're just a bunch of kids who are at a loose stage in their lives. Three of them are carpenters. You have a couple unfinished apartments in that unit." Rothstein held up his hands and signaled like a railroad flagman.
Wait a minute. Now I remember. Wabeska Place? I had to give up 40% of that building cause I got this first hunker bleeding heart liberal judge, who thinks the world owes blacks a living. Excuse my harsh language, detective, but I'm an old man, I've been around, and I know how things work. Can I help it if the on-site property manager lets in some yob? Her second nephew twice removed turns out to be a crack dealer? You have no idea the headaches, being a landlord. Sarah let him ramble. When he paused for air, she resumed. "Sir, I understand how frustrating it must be, but surely, at this stage in your life, you've reached a level of success that keeps you insulated from the daily grind." Rothstein looked around, as if to reaffirm his wealth. "You might say so. So what's your point, young lady? I would like you to let the Romeros use those apartments while they fix them up. I know these boys. They know what they're doing. Instead of the property standing vacant, you could be renting it out. In the meantime, they'll fix it for free, if they can stay there while they're doing it. The reason those apartments are vacant is because they're in the part of the building controlled by the federal government. If they were in my 60%, I'd fix them up."
"Then what have you got to lose?" Rothstein raised his eyebrows. "What indeed? If you're asking for my permission, go ahead. But don't come crying to me if they knock you on the head and gang rape you behind locked doors. I appreciate your frankness." "All right, enough, already. It's Sunday. I don't want to hear business. You're welcome to join me. My daughter Roberta is about your size. I'm sure we have a suit somewhere."
"Thanks, Mr. Rothstein, I'll take a rain check. I have to get back to the city. I'd appreciate it if I could use your phone."
He pointed to a wireless on the counter. "Don't call Singapore.